Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Brian and I are out west, Ashburn, VA, BigBear.ai Performance Center. As the Commanders, listen, man, the schedule continues to march on regardless of who is healthy and who is not. Commanders taking on the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday. Yeah. Christmas Day against the Cowboys. Good morning, B. How do you do?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
It's weird because this is our first show since the game against Philly, but not having a Sunday game just feels a little different because it was the Saturday night affair. I you know, we start with that game, but then so much happened yesterday of like far more importance to the NFL season than what we saw Saturday at Northwest Stadium. I don't know. Yesterday was a wild day. Did you watch Ravens Pats last night?
Yes, I did.
I think is
can't
that
turn the ball over, dog?
No, you really can't. The Derrick Henry fumble stuff is crazy. I mean, they basically had to bench him, even though he was gashing them. Lamar getting hurt, Huntley. That game was wild. It was a back and forth affair. You know, the one complaint about Drake May was he had never gone for 300 yards. Well, he sure did last night. He finished with almost 400. He had the early pick, but he was phenomenal in the second half. That Pats team is legit, man. They play good D.
They play all three phases.
Yeah, totally. I don't know that the Ravens are officially cooked yet, but between the Steelers getting the win and
the Steelers getting the win and them losing and the way that they're playing, they're basically cooked.
They seem cooked,
right?
They're
sizzling right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're about to be marinated.
They're not officially done. But the Steelers are now 9-6, and the Ravens are 7-8. So they're now 2 games behind them with 2 to play. I guess they have one head-to-head matchup, though, which will kind of – do they play next week, Ravens-Steelers?
They still have them 2 games behind, though, dog. So it's 2 games left, and they're 2 behind.
Well, and the Ravens go to Green Bay next week, and then week 18, I think, is Ravens versus Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ravens-Steelers week 18. That game was wild. I thought the Bears-Packers game Saturday night. Was that on when you got home?
Yeah, I saw the ending of it.
I walked in, and so I was in the car, and they're like, all right, well, now the Bears have to try a onside kick. Nobody ever gets these. So I'm getting out of the car, getting all my stuff. You know, on game day, you end up with lots of stuff. And I finally get in, and I go to my porch, and I turn the TV on, and I'm like, wait, it's Chicago ball? And it was right when Caleb hit the kid for the touchdown to tie it up. So I got to watch that overtime.
They got the onside kick. You don't get it if you don't go for it.
I was listening. I had to run to the grocery store this morning, and I was listening to the Junks. And not that – I think it was Bishop. Plenty of people have made this assertion. But, like, Chicago this year and Washington last year have so many parallels.
They flipped.
Dude, down to the – the Hail Mary last year broke Chicago. They went 1-10 after that. The fumble where the Commanders lost to the Bears at home this year, the fourth quarter fumble by Jaden, seems to have maybe broken Washington. I mean, I think they've won one game since then, and it was the Giants game. I don't know that that's 1-10. I don't know that it'll work out the same week-wise, but getting harder and harder to think there's another win on Washington's schedule, especially now where Marcus Mariota's injured. We saw him come out of the game Saturday, and immediately he's grabbing his hand. And I think, you know.
They say a cleat got it?
Yeah, I knew some folks.
I've seen stuff like that. Those seven studs, they can dig in because Ricky Irvin's stepped on Jim Lachey's leg one time. And I'm talking about that thing was about that long and was ripped open. So that can do some serious damage.
Yeah, dude. I knew some folks down on the field as Marcus was getting tended to before he ran into the locker room. And they were like, yo, this is intense. So at that moment, I didn't think he was coming back in. And Johnson, you know, steps into a really difficult spot, throws a god-awful interception.
It was late. It was just like one I saw Marcus do earlier this year where you're watching him, like, scramble, look around, and you're like, don't, and all hell.
Totally, dude. It was late. It was off his back foot. He didn't step into it. It was across. Yeah. It was far hash to far
falling
hash.
Falling away, throwing the ball from the left side of the field to the right side with no step into, it's not going to get where it's supposed to go.
It sure didn't.
Yeah.
And from there, it was just a boat race. The biggest story from that game has now become the two-point attempt by Nick Sirianni and the subsequent fight. I think this is a multiple things can be true situation. I think we know that Sirianni is a bit of a hothead, a bit emotional, whatever you want to say. The going for two there, despite his attempt at explaining he
about
wanted
the analytics.
Yeah.
Man, give me a break with that.
Like,
I hate when people try to lean on that BS, man.
Yo.
He did it because he wanted to embarrass him.
Totally.
Hey, that's exactly what happened. Last time they were here in that stadium, their guy got hurt, and they tried to say that somebody tried to purposely hurt him. He was scrambling. He got hurt. They were trying to, dig it in a little bit.
1,000%.
I will say this. Take notes, people. When it flips again, get him back. It goes in waves, dude.
That's my thing, because I know a lot of fans are really mad about Philly doing that. One, I'm not surprised. Like, remember that this head coach, Nick Sirianni, is the dude that – out of nowhere, baselessly, needlessly, tried to call out Art Monk like 4 years ago. And Art Monk, I mean, you played with him.
Yeah.
He's widely considered one of the classiest, kindest, most stand-up, off-the-field individuals.
Yeah.
Art Monk doesn't really speak. He doesn't cause trouble. Like, Google it. For those that are unfamiliar, Sirianni.
Hey, man.
Wait, Brian, look up what year it was. He randomly just tried to call out Art Monk.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But rivalries are started because of ish like that. And
right.
And listen, live up to it. Be happy. Listen, the guys went out there. They responded in a way. And like Dan said, you don't want fists to be thrown. But, hey, if the fists start being thrown, then you damn well better be able to fight with your boys.
Sure.
You don't back off.
Yeah. Listen, I think a number of things happened. One, we shouldn't be surprised Sirianni did that. That's just how the dude operates. This is a rivalry game. Was it lame and needless? Absolutely. But they're also allowed to do that.
And yeah.
You know what Washington's allowed to do? Stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
like break up the pass.
You know, it reminds me of that kind of reminds me of, remember the game when the Patriots were playing against us?
Yeah.
And they
that
scored.
That was with Coach Joe.
They scored late, and Philip Daniels, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Big Phil was like, man, I can't believe they're trying to run the score up on Coach Gill. Dude, you're on defense. You've been out there the whole time. They scored almost 40 damn points. You can't be pissed at nobody but yourself. So you can stop them. As I always say, just because somebody turned the ball over don't mean you got to let them go 90.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So,
like, is Sirianni relatively classless? Yes. But at the same time,
he was doing what his fan base would love him to do.
Where I think there is misdirected anger for Washington,
mm-hmm.
You spent this organization spent their offseason to chase Philly. They tried to get bigger. They tried to get tougher because they want to beat Philly because they know mm-hmm. That's where they got to go through to win the division. And what Saturday showed, and there's a zillion injuries, and that provides context to all of it, right? Like, there's layers to this.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what Philly did, specifically with the two-point conversion, was try to bully Washington.
Yeah.
And where the anger should be is that Washington was able to be bullied. And that's why you respond with the fight and everything else. Specifically with the fight, you got an O lineman, probably 330, going after a DB who's probably a 185. Mm-hmm. That's why Kwan jumps in. That's why Javon.
Yeah, hell yeah, you're supposed to jump in.
I'm not mad about that.
No.
That's football. That's like once the stuff starts, where folks should be more concerned is that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Washington is nowhere close to Philly. Philly just clinched the division for the first time since you were playing up there.
Mm-hmm.
Back-to-back years, that hasn't happened in forever. Now, they had a good game plan, and they were in that game. They had the lead at halftime. Philly is completely broken at the kicker position, which, you know, allow yourself some enjoyment for that. But, mm-hmm. like, the Commanders could not stop the Eagles when they needed to. Saquon did his thing again against Washington, finished that game with a 130, and then they put Bigsby in to kind of finish the game off. The bigger problems here are significant for Washington and require really significant examination and figuring out how they're going to fix this roster. Like, a two-pointer by a hothead head coach.
And I think of it
is what it
basically
is.
Basically, their tush-push has been grounded this year because people have figured out ways, and also now they're getting called for all the offside and false starts. What they did was say, oh, we don't have to do the tush push. We'll do it another way. Then that's what they did. And I think they for that conversion, they were like, okay, we're going for it. But the whole thing about it is that type of stuff happens. And all you could do is take notes. And you next time you play them and you're up, you get them back. Man, look.
And that's what those guys said.
I am a revengeful dude, okay? When I play ball, you could get me today. I'm going to get your ass back tomorrow. And that's, listen, I just want, I was proud of them for sticking with each other. And I'm going to be even more proud because I know this thing turns. They'll get that chance to come back and get him again. And I hope Sirianni is still the coach at that moment. I hope he is. And then say, yeah, we just wanted to make sure he knew what happened 2 years ago, a year ago, whatever.
A part of me wonders, too, and no way would Sirianni say this, but because their kicker was so broken, I wonder if he didn't want to line him up for an extra point and have him miss another one. Because Philly's going to be playing in January.
I ain't giving him that excuse. I wanted to rub it in. That's what I must go with.
I think that's the reality.
Yeah.
But a small part of me wonders if it's like, dude, let's not send Jake back out there. Let's just go for two and come up with this cockamamie 19-point thing.
If I'm the owner, I'll say, why did you sign him? I don't want to hear about no reading one running back out there again. Why did you keep him on the team?
I think
– that's what I'll be asking.
Publicly, I think the Commanders players did a really good job of saying, we'll see him again in 2 weeks. We'll see how this goes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Privately, I think they were furious.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I also think for Dan Quinn, I think DQ did a good job of what he said publicly versus what he felt privately. I think if you're Dan Quinn, what really pisses you off is there's only 32 people on the planet that are coaching NFL teams,
yeah.
Right? Like, I imagine you believe there's some level of respect there for each other. And I think Quinn talked yesterday, and I made a point of asking him about this because I thought it was consistent with my thought. A lot of people on the internet in the second half of that game were flipping out at DQ for punting, right? Yeah, you're 4-10, it's 4th-and-6, just go for it. And so I asked Quinn about that, and there was a 4th-and-6 relatively, probably 10 minutes left or so in the fourth quarter where they punted. And I think that maybe you can ask a question, but they had a lot of time left, and it was still a relatively close game. Then there was a 4th-and-4 from their 44 where they punted. And at that point in the game, Josh Johnson's in the game. I think DQ was like, I got another game in 4 days, mm-hmm. and I got my third-string quarterback. We're not going to win this thing. Like, let's just try to get out of here with the least amount of people hurt.
Yeah.
And it was after that that Sirianni goes for two. Like, if you and I are against each other in something, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of clearly capitulating, that's where it becomes particularly classless to then rub it in.
Yeah, at that point,
I think it was more emotional.
But I'll say this. If DQ stuff could be a concern about people on the internet saying something, he's wrong. Something's wrong with him, and I know he's not. But I hear so many people talk as if they are an expert on calling these games and dealing with these situations. And none of them have ever been in those situations. So, I listen, the man makes his decisions based off of what he sees at the point. Even us, we're at every game. We're all around. We still don't know what he – like, when you're in a situation, like I might have been in that situation before, but if you're in it at that moment, what you do at that moment is what the hell you decided to do. I can't tell you what you should have done in it because when I was in a different, a totally different situation. You know what I mean? When that stress level and all that began to hit, you don't want to hear what the person sitting in their house, you know, telling you what you're supposed to do.
Right. So
I
asked DQ about the punts yesterday, and he said, I think the first one was a little later on, maybe 9 minutes and some change. I don't have the exact information right in front of me, but I think back. And it was into that spot with 3 timeouts. I thought at that spot, let's punt, see if we can get a stop, which the defense did get a punt, and that would give us a field position shot to go. And then this is what he said of the second one, which I completely agree with. And I think people – so I'll read it. He said, obviously, if Marcus had still been in on the second one, I think that would have been more consideration to go. Looking back, I kind of thought, okay, still have the timeouts, can still work the space. Obviously, we didn't get the stop. They had the long run, so that was really the reason behind it.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I thought too early, and the second one, I think I could have flipped a coin to say, okay, this is a better chance for us to go here than not. You're on your third string quarterback.
Yeah.
Who had just thrown a high school interception.
Yeah.
Like that, if you want to just scream go, go, go all the time, like you've got to have some consideration of the other 50 players on the field.
You know, this year he's gone for some and people complain that he went for it. So, like, it's gotten to the point now where no matter what he does, it's going to be a lot of people out there complaining about it because that's just where we are at this point. And that's what society is at this point where...
Well, and they're bad. You're 4-11, so people are going to complain about a lot of stuff.
But the whole thing about it is when you're 4-11, you're trying to figure out how the hell to get yourself out of that game into the next, like you stated earlier, without getting a ton of people hurt. And you're going
And they got a ton of people hurt.
Yeah. And at this point, right, listen, man, this is a year...
From hell.
Yes.
I mean, where
you
really
do
is.
Not, you do not, and I know people keep bringing up Detroit from last year and the 49ers. Those teams are built with the great foundation. And
Detroit's about to miss the playoffs.
No, no, no. I'm talking about last year where they had all the injuries and still got to the divisional round. But when we look at this team right now, this team did some stuff last year that they probably shouldn't have done that quick. Okay? They got there way quicker than anybody ever thought. Then they say, okay, well, let's try and go for it. And then this year, all the injuries pile up. It's not an excuse. It's a fact. All those injuries has hurt them this year.
Sure.
Point blank. And you got to just keep trying to get through it. And then you better be right for it next year. And you're right. Now the pressure goes on the people that are constructing this roster.
Dude.
The people that are trying to get this roster to play. The guys that are playing, they're going to be back. It goes on everybody now. So the guys that went to the offseason last year was happy and chill. You better go into the offseason this time, like, going full speed, full go. You got to bring a little bit more this year. And I've seen it. I've seen where people are completely healthy 1 year. And then the next year, you're like, damn, somebody get hurt every week. The next year, you might come back and nobody's injured. All you may have is a couple people. But you better be ready. You got to have somebody always ready. Always ready to step in. And then this time, build your roster to where that next man up mentality can be something that you can really lean on.
Doug, I mean, we haven't even gotten to the injuries. We haven't even gotten to the quarterback situation. Oh, by the way, they have a ball game in 3 days. There's also, I think we need a philosophical change out here. There's a phrase that I'm growing increasingly tired of that I think needs changing.
What's that?
I'm going to explain when we come back. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You're watching B. Mitch and Finley. You're YouTubing B. Mitch and Finley. Wherever you are, we're there. Happy holidays, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.